From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. The Monroe County Public Library System is celebrating its 60th birthday this month, but the Key West Library calls itself South Florida's oldest, dating back to the 1890s. WLRN's Nancy Klinginer spoke with the library's historian, Tom Hambright, about the long and colorful history of the institution and some of its famous patrons.
So this is the 60th birthday of the library, but there's a plaque out front saying it's South Florida's oldest public library and goes back to 1892. How does that math work?
The Monroe County Library was formed 60 years ago. There was libraries in Key West as early as 1858. We don't know much about them, the earlier ones. The first formal library we know is the one that was formed by an association. They had a library in the Masonic Building on Symington Street. And then the Woman Club was founded in 1915. And when it was founded, their primary mission was to provide for the public library. And they maintained a library at various locations until this library was dedicated.
Besides the stuff that public libraries do everywhere, like providing books and DVDs and internet access, what makes this library special or important?
Well, we're located in Old Town. We have all sorts of people here, and we attract some very prominent people in our library. We have a letter from Jimmy Buffett saying this was his office before he hit the big time.
Tell me about that. What did he mean?
Well, he was in Key West. He had dropped out, sort of. So he came down and was writing songs and singing in the bars for small change, basically. So he hung out here and said this was a place that he used as his office and his inspiration for some of his songs. His letter says if we ever have trouble keeping the air conditioning going, let him know. He'd help us out.
And have you ever taken him up on that?
No, we haven't, but we thought about it here a couple years ago when we were having all sorts of problems with our air conditioning.
So this library was not here when Ernest Hemingway lived here, but it has some Hemingway connections. Is that right?
It does have several Hemingway connections, one being Miss Betty Bruce, who was the founder of the Florida History Room, was a personal friend of Hemingway's. And her husband, Toby, was his right-hand man in Key West. And after his death, when they found all the documents that had been stored in the back room at Sloppy Joe's, they actually brought them here to the library to sort them through. And Mary did donate some of the stuff that we have from Hemingway to the library. We have the galley proof for To Have and Have Not, which is the Hemingway's story about Key West in the 30s. So not only is it a Hemingway, it is our story of Key West in the 30s. The other odd connection was the nurse who took care of Hemingway in World War I, Agnes von Krauske, and he fell in love with her, but she told him to move on. But anyway, he used her as a model for his book, Farewell to Arms. She married another guy, and they ended up living in Key West in the early 60s. And she got a job working here at the library in our technical processing. So she was here 2 or 3 years. No record that they ever met here in Key West or at the library.
Tennessee Williams did use this library, right? You have his library card.
Oh, Tennessee did. He used the library. Not only do we have his library card, we have his overdue notice. So we know he took out books. And the auditorium in this library that was added in the 1970s was named for him, and he spoke at the dedication.
That was Monroe County historian Tom Hambright speaking with WLRN's Nancy Klinginer about the history of the Monroe County Library. You can find out more and get a link to a recording of poems that Tennessee Williams recorded to benefit the library at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.